Good afternoon. I'm Bruce Wirth, KSER General Manager, and your host for the next hour here. As you listen to the radio, the first question you're probably asking yourself is, why are they interrupting the Sunlit Room? Well, we're taking some time this afternoon to talk specifically to listeners here on the Sunlit Room at KSER about what you most want from your community radio station. The Sunlit Room will be back at its usual time tomorrow at 2, and we'll be going into Native American calling as we usually do at 3 o'clock. But right now, we're taking your call and questions at 425-303-9070, 425-303-9070. I'll give that number out again several times in the show. But you can also find out more about us and make a comment as well on our website, kser.org. Just click on the top, you'll see a KSER Vision Quest, and that's what we're doing right now. We're looking for your vision for KSER in the future. And with me in the studio today is Karen Crowley, president of the KSER Foundation Board of Directors. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Bruce. Good to be here.
It's nice to have you here again. We're here to talk to you about what we're hoping to hear from you, and she wants to know why it's important to get your feedback directly on this program. And this forum is also taking place live in front of an audience of Margaret is here, and we're hoping for some others. And if you would like to take part live, you can join us here in the studios at 2623 Wetmore Avenue in downtown Everett. So the phone number, 425-303-9070, online at kser.org. You can also send an email with your comments at board@kser.org. So a lot of ways for us to get a hold of us. But right now, Karen, why are we interrupting the Sunlit Room?
Well, we are in the at the end of a very interesting journey and the beginning of the next phase of that journey. And probably the business way to talk about this is that we've been doing something that, from the board's perspective, is extremely exciting over the last year and a half, and that is that wonderful word called strategic planning.
Uh-oh.
I know. It's one of those things you say, and it can bring up visions of flip charts and spreadsheets and PowerPoints, and all of that is true. We have been doing that for a year and a half, and for those of you listening who have engaged in one of these strategic planning processes, you know that it is deep and critical work. And this is where it actually gets exciting, because if you erase the word strategic planning, and let's go back to this term vision quest, which is maybe a little more interesting and a little more engaging, the questions that we're asking really are fundamental questions about who KSER is as an organization serving the community, what indeed is our mission, what values do we work from, and then who do we see ourselves as being, becoming, moving towards into the future? And this is really exciting work, and it is thoughtful, thorough work as well. Just to let our listeners know, if you're not aware of how this process has gone over the last year and a half, we have been spending a lot of time looking at our own processes in progress and having some really engaging conversations about our mission and our values. And that was really the precursor to today, was that conversation. And on our website, you will find a copy of our mission and values. And we hope, if you're listening, that you're really using our website now as a good interactive tool and an instructive tool, not only about what you're hearing on the station, but about the way we're doing this, about the way we're trying to frame our future. Mm-hmm. And so this is today, and the next several sessions are really the last phase in this questioning, talking conversation. And there's been a group of board members who have been committed to this work now for a year and a half. And when we got together to plan this next phase, we actually got very excited about, as we realized that, well, if we want to ask some critical questions about who we are and where we're going, we have a radio station. Mm-hmm. So let's have a conversation in real time with our listeners, with our supporters. Let's invite people into the station, and let's talk about this, and let's see what we can create together. We're committed to this idea of co-creation and saying,
okay,
who should we be?
Okay, so we're asking for your vision about the future. If you're listening right now, what do you want? How do you want KSER to serve you might be the way we put that question. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
What's the best way that we can serve you? What's the best way that you think we can serve the community that we're licensed in here? We're licensed in Everett, and we serve Everett and Snohomish County and the surrounding community. So
I think the question is a great one if you think about it as an imagining creative game. So close your eyes out there and really think about a radio station that is serving you and that is serving your community, your circle. What would that radio station be like? What would it look like? What would it sound like? And how could it best serve you? So this is a time to do some visioning and imagining. And that's what we'd like to hear.
Okay, so we'd like to hear from you on the phones. 425-303-9070 is the way you can get a hold of us. If you're in the car and you can't get to the internet, that's fine. That's the best way to give us a call, 425-303-9070. You can send us an email if you're still at your desk, board@kser.org. You can visit our website, kser.org, and click on the Vision Quest and post a comment there, and I'll be checking those throughout the program. And we would like to hear from you. What's your vision for how KSER can serve you and the community? And should we open it up to our guest here right now and get some feedback?
I think that's a great idea. We framed this as a conversation, and so for those of you who aren't in the station, we're going to introduce our attendee here, and there's also members of the board are here taking notes and scribing as we go through this process.
Okay, and you are?
Margaret Riddle, and I live in Everett. I've been involved with KSER from the beginning and was originally on the board, and just recently, in June of last year, retired, so I've now had a chance to really listen to KSER a little bit more. So I listened to the Saturday program with the Vision Quest, and I think I would agree with everyone who obviously wants to just continue doing a lot of community involvement, that we're obviously here to serve the community. But how do you do that? You know, if you had a lot of money, you could have maybe somebody reporting from every small town, but it just doesn't work that way. And I think, you know, what I've seen is so much progress from when we started. I live out just around Harborview Park on Muckleteel Boulevard area. When I first started, I couldn't get the signal at my house at all. So even just getting it into my home was wonderful. Now, you know, that's happened quite a few years ago. So, you know, that progress is there as well. But, you know, the county is so diverse. It's a diverse county, and it's a changing one. I retired from Everett Public Library, and we were having challenge there to provide materials for families that English was not their first language, that you obviously had a lot of Russian families, Ukrainian, Spanish-speaking, Asian, and how can we, you know, reach those people as well? I think it's a little easier with music to do it in the music programs, but with the public affairs, are we, you know, really doing that?
Margaret, I think it's so interesting that you are sitting here having come from a career at a library, at a public library. It seems to me that you may have been asking some of the same questions about what is the role of the library to communities as centers of information, as resources, as conveners. And I know you've gone through some strategic planning as well over there. So
right.
It feels to me like there's some synergy here between the questions you ask and the questions we're asking.
As I was leaving last June, they were just wrapping up a plan, and so, you know, we were considering that again. And I was a historian in the Northwest Room there, so that changed a lot. You know, Heritage, when I first started, was, you know, talking to the old-timers that were there, but as I was leaving, you're more or less talking to newcomers who are just arriving, who are trying to find out what the community is about. So a big shift as well.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the questions you grappled with as you thought about how the library could serve the community?
Of course, we're in the book world more than anything, but I think the number one thing that's a change for us is computer use, which I don't see how that exactly, you know, fits in here. But libraries were started to begin with to provide books for people that couldn't afford them, and now we're providing computers for people and the connection to the internet. I think, you know, the radio provides that for free in some way. And, you know, your connection is a different connection, but, you know, a very, very different one. But trying to figure out how you use your limited budget to cover all of those areas, and trying to think about shifting formats. And I'm completely naive about it in the radio world. I don't know what you're groping with, but I'm sure there are many changes. I just got an HD radio for Christmas, and so now I can listen to KSER in HD. But where is that going? And I think a lot of considerations for you that would be similar, although, you know, different choices for you as we, you know, looking for what kind of software programs we buy for our patrons that might come in and want to connect to the internet, but it's still similar.
Well, you mentioned two important developments, which is the internet, and HD radio is a new technology for us to deliver radio. The question before you start delivering it is what should we be delivering? What service should we be providing the community? And I will tell you that the internet is having a profound impact on all media. Of course, anything in print, you just have to look at the newspapers going out of business to see that it's having an impact. And it only hasn't had an impact on radio so far because it hasn't been available in your car, which is the number one place people listen to it. But that's changing. Now you can get the internet on lots of portable telephones, and over time there will be more competition. So one of the questions we're asking is, what is a vision? What's the vision for our service to the community? And we're asking you and others right now, if you're listening and you'd like to give us some feedback, 425-303-9070. That's the phone number, 425-303-9070, and we'd like to hear from you right now about your vision for KSER. Margaret, we'll get back to you a little bit if you have some more comments. Looks like we have a phone caller right now, though. Bob, you're on the road right now. Can you? What's your question or your observation?
It's not my question. It's that I'm a supporter of KSER, and so far I listen to a lot of the programming. The reggae on Sunday night, the blues on Thursday night. I listen to the Sunlit Room. I like the new addition to the, what's it called, in the morning on Friday.
The Takeaway?
Yeah, it's a Takeaway as well as there's something else.
Oh, the Undercurrents. Undercurrents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been really good. And then I listen to The Doctors Are In and Zorba. And I think just to keep that strengthened, you know, to keep that programming what you have now, and I like Friday night with Leilani, Passports.
She'll be happy to hear that. She's sitting here right now taking notes.
She's in the studio.
The Strategic Planning Committee, I should mention, it consists of KSER board members and volunteers and community volunteers, and Leilani was one of them. Bob said that he enjoys your show, Passport.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
It should be longer,
he said.
It should be longer.
So, Bob, you listen to a lot of what's on KSER, and you like some of the new stuff and some of the stuff that's been there before. How else would you describe what we should be doing in the future? What's the best way that we can serve the community that you're a part of?
I think by strengthening what you have, keeping what you have, because my wife and I both listen to the programs. We attend fundraisers, and Michelle Schock was one of them. So I think by just keeping what you have and strengthening them or making them longer is one way I see, the vision for the future. You know, I like to see reggae longer. I like to see Passports on longer or more of it, different times.
So we should just add some additional hours to the day would really work for you if we had a 28-hour day.
Oh yeah, that sounds really good. Wow, you guys are really good visionaries.
We're gonna solve that by just adding time.
I love it. That's great, Bob. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think programs like that, to make them longer. Sure.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, and you have any other thoughts for Karen? Did you have a question for Bob?
Well, it sounds to me like you are passionate about music, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of all kinds. I teach in the evening. I do workshops in glass. And so I have my iPod on most of the time because I don't want to keep on going and putting on CDs or having people turn the channel. So I just bring my iPod, which is set up on shuffle, which is like the Sunlit Room, you know, and passports and that. So, and when people come over to the studio, they go, what radio station is that? You know, and I go, KSCR. Oh, thanks. I said they play a variety of music because it's not, you know, you're not putting out an album. And so they're always curious of what I'm playing.
So you're passionate. And you're spreading the word. Now you just told us something really interesting, and that is that you you're teaching glasswork. You're working with the artistic community in the evening as well. So that raises an interesting question for us, because we've been thinking about how do we what is the radio's role? Like what would KSAR's role be in engaging members of the arts community? So if we think about art as even more broad than music, and you start thinking beyond that, is there a role, and what's the role for KSER to play? Think about that circle that you interface with. Is there a role for KSER to play when you think about the broader arts? And what would that look like?
Do I have to answer that now, or can I think about that?
Yes, and that's the challenge. I do. Yeah. If you have thoughts, we'd love to have them now. But boy, if you would think about it and email us at board@KSER, BOARD@KSER, or write us or call in later. These are some of the things we're challenging ourselves with to think broadly.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one other thing, Bob. You mentioned something that just made my heart skip a beat, which, of course, you're listening to a lot of music on your iPod. And there you go, right there. Music is really important in your life, and you're choosing another delivery method that's brand new, that you can store all the kind of stuff you want, and with an iPhone or another kind of player that connects to the internet, you can actually get music 24/7, whichever genre you want, from wherever you want in the world. And that's a new marketplace of content that KSER is now competing in. If we're providing music services or other things that are in the same marketplace, and now that the iPhone is or the iPod is out there, so it was interesting to hear that from a loyal supporter. So, thank you for that comment. Any other stuff for us? Okay, thank you, Bob.
And we appreciate that he called us from the road, but we know he pulled over to make that telephone call.
He was being very safe. And that phone number again, 425-303-9070 is the phone number. 425-303-9070. You can also make contact us by email at board@kser.org, or on the website you can make a comment at kser.org and just click on the Vision Quest and make a comment there. And I'm checking the email and checking the internet throughout this broadcast to get your feedback. I will say that we had some comments last on Saturday when we held this program, and one of them was drop all that darn syndicated stuff and just be local. I'm sick and tired of The Takeaway and some other programs. Why don't you just play just nothing but local stuff? That was one comment. Another person commented online, don't change anything. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Don't
so
fix it.
Those are some of the comments we got online last week. And Karen, did you have you were raising your hand?
I do. Those comments are really at the core of, I think, why we're asking these questions. And I want to go back a little bit to the values that we've stated. And again, if you're listening, we hope you'll at some point jump to the website and maybe take a look at those values there. But we have our first key value is to be of service, to say that we will in fact have a positive impact on our community. And there's a whole series of values associated with that, and that we will be effective, that the content will be timely and relevant, and in fact that we will be local, that our primary focus is on serving the residents of Snohomish and Island counties, and we're accountable to that community. So it's an interesting question then to ask these are stated values. And by the way, the mission, we should probably say what the mission is. The mission currently, as it has been newly conceived in many conversations with folks, is to advance the common good in our community through public radio and other services dedicated to arts, ideas, and civic engagement. And Margaret, when I think about the library and how that world is changing and becoming multimedia, and I wonder how you wrestle with that, because we are now wrestling with a media that is international, 24/7, and that interfaces with the web, with an iPhone, with the car, with, you know, you've got multiple things happening. We're used to multitasking, and I would think the library had to wrestle with some of those issues too.
Definitely. I think probably about 10 years ago we wondered, our library is just disappearing. Is anybody going, you know, well, they continue to read, but they do, and they do want books. Some people would rather have the experience of actually holding the book and sitting out under the tree rather than, you know, listening to it on an iPod. But at the same time, we are providing those other services as well, and it's kind of a bridge. You'll see where it goes. I think a lot of it is just experimentation, that we have audiobooks. I love audiobooks because I'm an audio person, so I download that way, and we listen to them at home, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't go and check out a book as well. So it's, you know, constantly changing, but people are not stopping, you know, their reading of books, and probably the same is true with radio.
Sure. You know, people have been predicting the death of radio for years, right? When TV came along, everyone thought radio would be over. It didn't. But it did change. Radio used to be the dominant medium in the country when it first became the first mass medium in the electronic age. And then when TV arrived, it radically changed the place of radio and decreased the amount of stations that there were and the money available, and then the people who used the service went down. And we're seeing similar trends with the Internet. Radio usage has been going down for a while, but it's unlikely, you're right, it's unlikely to go completely away. But the question for us is how then, you know, in a, as Karen mentioned, in a very competitive world, that is to say, there are other resources for people to get information. So what role then remains for us to provide service?
I think there are certainly partnership roles, and KSER has been a big help to the library by advertising through public service spots, our programs, and then if we have an author that's coming in, sometimes that author has come into the studio and actually done an interview ahead of time, which then points the public to the fact that we're also having a program. So there are a lot of ways that that can, you know, feed and work together. When I was doing history there, KSER was always open to airing history on the radio. And we did some spots with the Women's Legacy Project that were a lot of fun to do. So I think there are ways that, you know, we can partner, and I'm sure other agencies as well, whether it's League of Women Voters or, you know, other connections that you have, as a way of getting out into the community or connecting with what's going on there, advertising the meetings that are happening, and just getting more response for people to show up at those meetings, I think is really important.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great that Karen Minch, thanks, very good feedback. Thank you, Margaret. Margaret Riddle is here with us in the studios. If you're just joining us, you're tuned to a live community forum on 90.7 FM KSER. We're taking just an hour today to get your feedback about your vision for KSER. How would you define the service that we provide? How would you see us serving you and the community? What could we do better? What could we do different? What could we do the same? And we're asking you to give us a call at 425-303-9070, 425-303-9070. You can call us, you can email us at board@kser.org, that's B-O-A-R-D, or you can visit us on the website kser.org and post a comment there. And you can, if you'd like, you can send us something in the mail. The address, 2623 Wetmore Avenue in Everett, 98201. I'll give out more of that information at the end of the program. We're waiting to hear from you. If you have a question, if you have a comment, a vision for KSER in the future, give us a call, 425-303-9070. And Karen?
I really want to thank Margaret for raising the issue of partnership, because this is a major conversation that we actually had at our last session, and it really is a question that we want to put out to all of you who are listening right now, and that we're asking in other corners of the community in other ways as well. Look at what is happening in Snohomish County, how we as a county have changed over the last 10 years. We've grown to a county with a population of over 670,000. We're pushing the 700,000 mark. There is a projected growth that says that we're going to have over 900,000 people in this county as we look ahead 10 or 15 years. Our demographics are changing. We have a very interesting influx of new people, both age-wise and different exciting ethnicities that are coming to us here in Snohomish County. So when you begin to then think about the value that a radio station can bring to its community, you have to ask the question, who are those new partners that we could, should, and must be searching out to do our job well? And so I really would love to ask folks who are listening to, if as you think about your circle, your community, the partners that you work with, that maybe you haven't heard on KSER, or that you see, because of your engagement in community, you see a role that this community radio station could play in that circle, we'd love to have you call and talk a little bit to us about that.
425-303-9070. I think we should hear from some listeners who called up this weekend, and I'll explain to you what we're doing. We're doing three on-air meetings, live public forums. We thought, well, we're a radio station. We should get feedback directly from listeners through the telephone, on the air. And so we're looking for your phone calls at 425-303-9070. And we took some phone calls this weekend on Saturday, and we're going to do another live public forum on Thursday at 6 p.m. Our goal was to make sure that we reached out to listeners who listen at very different times of the day, who listen to different types of programs that we air, weekend music, weekday public affairs programming, and give you multiple opportunities to communicate with us. And lastly, we'll be doing a live public forum Saturday from...
Saturday, March 7th. From 9 to noon.
9 to noon. And location to be announced, but we'll have that on the website.
Yeah, it's actually going to be at the County Administration Building. We believe in Meeting Room 1, but all of that will be on our website.
To be announced, the exact location, but a live public forum in person where you can come 9 to noon on March 7th and share your feedback. Right now, we have another caller from Everett. Is this Bob? Is this the same Bob?
This is the same Bob.
Okay, you know? Bob, you thought you came up with an answer to the question
we
asked.
About it.
Yes, what have you got for
welcome
us?
Welcome back.
The Bob you know and love. I'm all about the music a lot of the time. I would like to see a continuance of the broad-based music that you're doing already. Maybe point it a little more toward music education, maybe a little bit more classical music, maybe a little bit more background on the tunes that are played, and who did them, and, you know, historical information like that. I'd like to see you do some remotes of music performances, if that's, I know it's difficult in a volunteer situation a lot of the time, but if that is in the hopper, or if you can do that or have been thinking about it, I'd certainly encourage you to do that.
Well, that's a great feedback. We've received a little bit of that feedback throughout this program this weekend. And actually, we've applied for a grant to purchase the remote equipment. They're called Codex, and folks to also go out there in the community. That's just a whole other set of volunteers to organize. But it's something that I hear you're saying is a good priority for us to have. And I've heard that feedback before. So thank you for sharing.
Wonderful.
That.
Absolutely. And you come from KBCS and did a wonderful job with the programming down there. I heard some very interesting world music. I heard a program dedicated to bebop, and of course Al Barnes did that wonderful 1920s show, and of course Dan Duncan got busy and had to do something else, and that was a big loss, but mm-hmm. I'm sure you'll make up for that somehow.
Yeah, we do miss him. Well, thank you for that. Yes, that was my previous job, but I have to say KSER is my one true love, as they say when you move on to the next true love.
So you did a wonderful job there, and you're doing a great job here. I've noticed over the time you've been here, the programming has become much more interesting, and I know you'll continue on doing that.
Well, thank you, Bob, for your feedback, and of course, you can always send us a letter or email, and thanks for your feedback, and we'll talk to you again another time. I think we do have some other phone callers that called up earlier this weekend, and we'd like to get just a little bit of a flavor about some of the folks who called, and if I remember correctly, Dennis from Everett had some interesting feedback for us, and maybe we can cue up one of his comment.
Well, the programs I listen to the most would be Bluegrass Express, Brett and Fingers with Tim, and also I listen to the Island Music Program on Sunday evening there with the South Seas Island Music. My vision interest is that of the local spots, as mentioned by previous either person in the studio, or he was on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work at a radio station in Eastern Washington, and often we would do local radio spots of things that were happening as they would happen. You know, whether, like you mentioned, things at Port Gardner. A couple of years ago, KSER had a booth at the South Everett Neighborhood Center where I was a volunteer. And then the following year, I was disappointed to see that they were not there. And I thought, what an opportunity they're missing, because we had even a greater venue than we had the year prior when they were there.
So that's a comment from Dennis in Everett, is that right? And, you know, he mentioned some of the same things that Bob just mentioned, the idea of being out in the community. And, of course, he also mentioned we didn't get out to that last time, and that was because we didn't have any volunteers to staff the thing. So one of the examples of the challenges we face, but also the need that people see us filling in the community. So if you'd like to join in this conversation, the phone number is 425-303-9070, 425-303-9070. 9070. Let us know what you see as a vision for KSER's future. How would you define the service that we provide? How would you see us serving the community better? And what would we be doing over the airwaves? What would be coming out of the speakers? We've heard some suggestions about being in the community, and that's an excellent suggestion and an excellent way for us to engage. But our primary service is coming out of the speakers at you right now. And what could we do differently on our end so that the speaker end sounds better, serves you better?
Absolutely. I have a piece that I recently read. It's called A Future for Public Radio, and it's by Mark Ramsey. And I love the way this piece begins. It begins with this statement: one of the most popular public radio personalities has never had a show on public radio. And it's simply because we have never asked him or her. This says him. I'm adding the or her. It says, what is the future of public radio? That future is what you make it. And this much is for certain, it's not more of the past. So I think it's an interesting challenge that this article sets before us, to ask, again, who are the voices that currently aren't on the radio because we haven't found them, invited them, and asked the question? And here's another an interesting conversation that we had on Saturday as well, which is, as you think about that, as you think about who to invite and what to increase or include on the station, we asked the question, should KSER have a point of view? Mm-hmm. As we think these things through and as we present, whether it's music or ideas or the arts, should KSER have a specific point of view in presenting these things, or not? And we'd love to hear from those of you listening your feelings about that.
Well, I think if I can try to remember correctly, one of our callers this weekend also answered this question, and I think that was Bertrand from Port Townsend.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, can we hear a little bit from him? Bertrand in Port Townsend, you're on the air.
Well, first I want to congratulate you on not only on excellent programming, but also on the strategic planning process. Because I think it's great that you want to look forward as well as to celebrate what you've been doing in the years. And I've listened to this program for many years, or to your radio station for many years.
Great, thank you.
I feel, as far as point of view, although I tend to have more leftist views than any other view. I miss a more balanced view. That's why, for example, Left, Right, and Center, I find such a refreshing program. So I think that servicing a wide variety of political views is not only is interesting, but it also, I think it involves more people, more listeners.
Okay.
So I think that that would be something to think about. And you have Democracy Now 3 times a day, and perhaps it could there could be a more balanced view on another one, so you could have more airtime.
Great.
And the second thing is that I really enjoyed when you have people who kind of are really dedicated to an art form on who have a program. Like, I think you had a flamenco program for a while, and he was so enthusiastic about his music that it was very instructive, and I enjoyed that a lot. And so finding people in the community that are dedicated to a particular art form and having them on just for cameo appearances is really, is a terrific thing.
And that was Bertrand from Portland, from Port Townsend, who called up this weekend at our live public forum that we held this weekend. And we're holding one right now, waiting for your phone call, 425-303-9070. We're asking the question, what should KSER look like? What should we look like in the future? How can we serve you? How could we do that better or different or the same? What's the way, the vision that you have for KSER service to you in the future? And it's part of our strategic planning process. And with me in the studio is Karen Crowley, president of the KSER Foundation Board of Directors. I'm Bruce Wirth, general manager here at KSER. We also have a guest in the studio, Margaret Riddle, a former head. You were at the library, and I forgot your position there. Let me ask you the question then. What do you...
Yeah, I was a historian at the Republic Library, and I retired last June.
Okay, and do you mind if I ask you another question about, have you thought a little bit more about the speaker end of the radio service, what we could be doing that would be different on the on your end of the radio station?
Do you mean as a listener? Or
yeah, as a listener. How, what kind of service would you see us providing that we aren't or that we could do better?
I like KSER, and it's hard to really, at this point, I'm just beginning to listen to it all day and get a feeling for it that way. And I'm not sure that I really do have that yet. But I do have some comments to make about what voice the stations should have. And
the point
I feel
of
very
question.
Much, yes, as the caller did from Port Townsend, that it has to be a diverse voice. Maybe the station's responsibility is just to be open and encourage the dialogues that go, you know, go on. And then how do you find if you're really serving those people or not? I attended National Federation of Community Broadcasters one time, a long time ago when I was working with KSER, and I remember a talk that was given by one person that did a radio show, a music show in another state, saying that they had decided that they wanted to target a particular audience and make sure that they had the music that, you know, would appeal to them, but nobody was listening, and so they went out and tried to find out why. Well, they hadn't really decided or gone out and tried to find out that these people did not necessarily want to listen to maybe Spanish music, that really what they wanted to listen to was disco or something else, that it's easy to kind of stay in your own place in KSER studio. But the more connection you can make to really find out what, you know, is wanted. But, it, you know, definitely this county is a diverse county from, you know, city to farms and a lot of different voices coming in that are, as I said, you know, Spanish-speaking,
yes,
Asian. It could be many populations, and I think now just the big change for people economically and what families are going through. Again, at the library, we see that this very up close and personal with the homeless, and whether that's something that is a part of what KSER can do, I don't know. I don't know if those people are listening to radio or not, but I think some of them are. I was always amazed how many had computers, and
yes,
you know, they're certainly coming in to use the internet. So how you can do that, I don't know. But I think just being there to not have a viewpoint particularly, but to listen and encourage, you know, connections and in some way. I would like to see a lot of local programming, but at the same time, I'm not sure I'd like to see all of the ones that we subscribe to disappear. Mm-hmm. I think what we should be looking at are, what can't we get somewhere else? What are the ones that stimulate our thinking that maybe other radio stations, television, other places are not providing?
You know, it's interesting to hear you say that, because one of the values that surfaced in our values discussion was the value of being unique. And in particular, and then you might ask, well, how is that defined? What does that mean? Well, we search out programming that is not easily available elsewhere. We search out programming that uniquely represents the communities we serve. So this idea of being a place that puts alternate voices and ideas on the air was very much identified by the board and volunteers and the other conversations as being a value that we hold very strongly here. And it is it's an interesting question about balance, of how do you balance that too.
I think also too, I've talked more about the public affairs part of it, but I'm a music listener and I love the music programs, and I think KSCR is doing a good job with that. I would certainly agree again with one of the callers that I would like to see or hear maybe a little more background about who I'm listening to, maybe a little bit more of the history, because I'm a history person. And I do like classical music as well as all kinds of music. So.
Well, great. Thank you, Margaret. And if you've just joined us or you've been listening for a while, I'll just remind you, you're listening to KSCR Live Public Forum, our Vision Quest, and we're taking phone calls from you at 425-303-9070. We've got the question out there: how do you see KSCR serving you? How do you see KSCR being useful to you, to your community? What kind of things should we be doing? What kind of things should we stop doing? What kind of things should we continue to do? And we're asking your comments. You can comment to us on the web at kscr.org and just click on Vision Quest. You can post a comment online. You can also send us something in the email, board@kscr.org, and of course you can also mail us something at 2623 Wetmore Avenue, Everett 98201. A lot of ways for you to get in touch with us. We are a non-commercial educational agency. We're a non-profit foundation licensed in the city of Everett, and our mission is to serve people in Everett and the surrounding communities of Snohomish and Island County and North King County, and we're asking your advice, your feedback about how we can do that better as part of our strategic planning process as we go forward. And I'm Bruce Wirth, the KSCR General Manager. And with me in the studio is Karen Crowley. Karen?
Good to be here. Absolutely. You know, these are not trivial questions. And it was interesting to hear Margaret talk about our shared radio community out there. Interestingly enough, coming up in April, we will be going down to the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. Actually has a conference that's going to be held in Portland this year, which is great because it's often on the other side of the country. So we are planning on sending a nice contingent of board and volunteers down there, because if we're not talking to our colleagues in the field, we're missing something. So we, for those of you out there listening, we want you to know that we're working hard to ask questions locally and find resources nationally, because the truth is that all of us in this community radio field are wrestling with these same questions and same issues of, what does relevancy on the radio station mean in 2009? And what will it mean in 5 years? And what will it mean in 10 years? And what should we look like? I can tell you that the board is absolutely committed to, first of all, understanding that this frequency that we have, 90.7 FM, is really a public trust. And we take we take very seriously our responsibility to have this frequency available and to be putting out information and entertainment that is really serving the community that's within our ears. So it's about music, it's about information, and it's about connection. And one of the other things that we talked about on Saturday too is the sense that as you ask these questions, you have to find the resources to make these things happen. We're hearing many folks saying to us, get out in the public, be more visible, do remote broadcasts. And we love that suggestion, and we do know that that's going to require resources for us. So part of what we will come out with at the end of this vision quest and this strategic plan is a written plan that we are going to take out into the community and shop. And so what we always say is if you build it, they will come. But you have to be able to see it, smell it, talk about it, taste it, and then let folks know this is who we are and this is what we're trying to make happen.
Well, and then we need your support to do it.
Absolutely.
I think it's just, you know, every time I hear a new project we should undertake, I think that's a great idea. How are we going to pay for it? That's my job, right? I'm the general manager.
Right. That's right. So he asks those questions.
I ask those questions every day, believe me. With the question in mind, how do we make the service that we have sustainable, excellent, valuable to you as a listener, and how can we improve it, and where do we take the, every organization has limited resources, so where do we take the limited resources that we have and make them of best use to create the best service we can for listeners? So that's some of the juggling that I go through every day, and we're waiting to hear from you with your ideas about how to prioritize some of those efforts. 425-303-9070 is the phone number. We'll also have another one of these forums on Thursday this week at 6, and if you'd like to give us a call then or let your friends know that that's going on, or you can also contact us at our online at kscr.org, and then we're going to have another in-person meeting Saturday, March 7th from 9 until noon, and we'll post the location, the exact location of that on our website. But a chance for you to connect with us in person about KSER and the future that you see. I want to go to just a few more phone calls that we received this weekend, and we had another one of these live forums this weekend, and Joe in Linwood called up with an interesting observation.
My first comment is that your Saturday lineup is absolutely fantastic. That's what hooked me on your station. I think the variety and what you got going on Saturdays is just fantastic. You'd never find that on a commercial radio.
When did you start listening? When did that bring you in?
Probably about a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago, I started listening, and Saturday music programming was really what brought you in. Okay,
yep,
great.
Yep. And my input as far as the community outreach, I'm involved in the schools, mm-hmm. Volunteering, and I've had the privilege of serving on some senior presentations. It's their senior project for high school graduates in the Edmonds District. And I'll tell you, the schools are, I believe, one of our largest local investments as far as the community is concerned, but they do a very poor job of outreaching the community to show us how our money's being spent. And as I've sat through some of these senior presentations, I think, my goodness, if the public only could see the quality of education that we're getting for our money,
mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of these bond issues and such would be easier passed. So, I mean, the schools really do a lousy job of giving the community
mm-hmm.
how they spend their money. And they have plays, music programs, vocational training, vocational contests that, like I said, really shows you the value of our public investment.
That's a great comment, Joe. So just to recap, you do a lot of volunteering in the schools, but the schools don't get the information out to the public, don't show the public the quality of the education and the work that's going on in the schools. If people could see what was going on in the schools and how good the education is and how good those students are, it would be really valuable. And so would you then suggest maybe that KSCR be reaching out to young listeners, to reaching out to the schools themselves to try to involve students from the schools in producing programming on the radio station?
I think that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But don't forget your Saturday lineup.
Don't put that on Saturday. Okay. All right, Joe, thanks for calling up. Okay, that was Joe calling up earlier this weekend, sharing his loves on KSCR and some of the ideas that he had for the station. And we do have a caller right now, Tim from Everett. You have a comment or idea for us?
Am I on now?
Yes, you are. Live on KSCR.
Welcome, Tim.
Okay. Oh, thank you. You guys are my favorite radio station, and I like your overall format, you know, very well. Okay, but I was wondering if you guys could increase your signal strength, because I have to travel to Seattle quite often, and like about halfway from Everett to Seattle, I start getting a lot of static, and by the time I reach Seattle, I can't pick up your station anymore. So I was wondering if you could, you know, increase your signal strength.
Well, that's a great question, and I can tell you that we would all love to do that, but unfortunately we're caught in the collision between physics and the FCC, and we cannot raise our power. What we are licensed in the city of Everett and surrounding communities, and what that means is we have a physical limit on how far we are allowed to broadcast, and that's to protect stations at a slightly nearby frequency so that our signal doesn't intrude on their signal. So the FCC strictly regulates how far a signal can go, and they tell our engineers to make the antenna and to put the number of amount of watts in the into the antenna that just allows us to serve the area that we're licensed for. And it is a challenge and a frustration for us that we can't get our signal out further, but the FCC says no, so we're stuck with what we've got, and we think what we've got is great for Snohomish County, and we just have to accept that that's where we are. And looking at our license, it makes sense. We're licensed in the city of Everett. There is no other public radio station. In fact, there's no other public broadcaster, public TV or radio, licensed in Snohomish County that specifically to serve this community. And so we look at that as a public trust, and we say, okay, this is what we've got. This is the limit to our reach, and this is our mandate from the government, which is by extension the mandate from you as a voter or citizen, and so how can we make the best of it? But you, of course, now you can listen online, and that changes the game a little bit, but when you're in your car, that's kind of tough, unless, of course, you got one of those new fancy cell phones that gets radio over your cell phone, which is coming, and a lot of people have. I just got one for my 45th birthday, and it's pretty interesting to hear radio stations from all over the world in my car, and maybe that's a way for you if you win the lottery and you can get one of those cell phones. Does that answer your question, though, Ted?
Yes. And I want to thank you and keep up the good work.
Well, Tim, now before you hang up, I want to ask you this question about point of view, and wonder if you have any thoughts about whether or not KCR should speak with a particular voice or have a particular point of view.
Well, I like the point of view that you guys already have, you know, a mixture of all kinds of music and personalities, and I like the mixture, especially with, you know, when you have, music and stuff that you don't hear anywhere else.
Ah, okay. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah,
appreciate that.
Okay,
thank you for calling.
Thank you for talking to me.
Yep. Well, thanks a lot, Tim and Everett, for calling, and wanted to hear us a little bit louder and a little stronger signal as he drives south, and I wish we could, but we can't.
We are here. That's right.
I'm Bruce Wirth, general manager here at KSCR, and we're joined in the studio by Karen Crowley, president of the KSCR Foundation Board, and we're taking your phone calls at 425-303-9070, asking for your feedback about how KSCR could best serve you. What kind of programming should we do? What kind of things should we do that are different, new? What kind of things should we not change at all? How would you define, or how would you envision the service that we would offer? So we've got about 5 more minutes, and I see one more phone call, but we'd like to give you a chance to call us, 425-303-9070. You can make a comment online at kser.org, or you can email us at board@kser.org. So any way you would like to connect with us, you can right now. And Karen, you had just one comment?
Well, I just want to say that this is really one of the things that community radio, in fact, can and must do. This conversation we're having right here, this is exactly what community radio should in fact be about. Mm-hmm. So we are very serious when we say we want to have your input and your thoughts on how we get better, how we grow well, how we engage more people in the community. Looks like we have another
one
phone call.
One more phone call. We've got Taryn from West Seattle. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. You're on the air here at KSCR.
Welcome, Taryn. Oh,
thank you. I was just going to make a comment to the last person who was calling, because they said that about not being able to get them when they come through Seattle.
Yep.
Because of the static. And if you keep going, you can it gets better. Like, I got you guys all the way in Buckley.
Wow.
Isn't Buckley like, and so I don't know if it depends on the stereo, but both of my stereos, if you push past Seattle, I can get you in West Seattle. If you're up high, I can get you, and if you're in the valley, you can't. So if someone's having a hard time getting that first, if they just stick with it, you do come in. It's just right past that busy area it's bad, but then as you keep going, you can keep getting you.
Okay. Well, that's great advice. We'll tell, we encourage folks who are driving out in the car to just leave Seattle, and you'll be
that's
able
right.
to hear us.
Go okay. to Buckley.
Go to Buckley.
You'll hear us in Buckley.
So, and it's a great town. Go ahead. Thanks, Taryn, for giving us a call.
Taryn, before, are you still with us?
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts about, as you think about the communities and different groups that you engage with, of voices that you'd like to hear on KSER that maybe you haven't heard, or groups or organizations we should be partnering with?
I guess I'm kind of more music-oriented.
Okay.
I wish that we could get more of like an African show going on, maybe.
Hmm.
I really like the music, and I don't want to cut the music out. I'm not really excited about that morning show. I like the local one, and I like Democracy Now!, but I don't
Great.
Like the other one. What's
okay.
the other one?
The Takeaway.
The Takeaway.
The
mm-hmm.
Takeaway. I wish The Takeaway would take away.
Okay.
But that's just my opinion on it. But I like the music shows and more local music, and that's my opinion.
Okay, Taryn, thanks for sharing your opinion with us live on the air. And I just want to let you know, too, that we've got another caller who left a message, didn't want to talk on the air, but Tony from Everett called up, and he wants more business news, especially during the road home. He asked for more news and information. The road home is our afternoon news and information program. Starts at 3 o'clock, which is just a few minutes away. 3 minutes away, we'll be going to Native America Calling, a call-in program about Native American issues, and a new program for us, an attempt to broaden the range of discussion and give a put different voices on the air. That's coming up in just 2 minutes and 30 seconds right here on KSER. So Tony and Everett, more business news, especially during the road home. And we do have one business show, or mm-hmm. certainly one finance yeah. program with Chuck brings a program in at the end of the month on the last Tuesday of every month and takes phone calls about finance and talks to guests about finance and how you can take care of your money, and it's called Getting Your Dough to Rise. And
yes.
of course, you can learn more about that on our website, kser.org. Well, you have been listening to a special broadcast, a live community forum from KSER 90.7 FM in Everett. We are taking your phone calls and asking for your feedback on a vision for KSER's future. You can you'll be able to find a podcast of this program on our website at kser.org. We posted this Saturday's program, and we'll post today's program. You'll also find some notes that I'm going to post pretty soon, some notes from today's conversation and from Saturday's conversation. And if you'd like to join us, or wish you had a chance to call in, or you'd like to tell somebody else to call in, you can do so. We have another opportunity for you on Thursday of this week at 6 p.m., or you can join us at a live public forum Saturday, March 7th from 9 to noon, and we'll have information about that on the KSER website. You're tuned to 90.7 FM KSER. Any final thoughts, Karen?
Just we appreciate everyone who called, and we really do want to challenge all of you to please give us your best thinking. We are committed to growing the station in the best possible way, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, Karen, for being here. Thank you very much, Margaret, for joining us in the studio. And thank you for your phone calls and your questions. If you'd like to send us something by email, you can do that at board@kser.org. You can visit our website, kser.org, and learn more about this vision quest, about our mission, our history, our values, and how you can be part of the conversation. 425-303-9070, the phone number. You can call us on Thursday, kser.org, KSER 90.7 FM, Everett.